Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. This is episode 55. We're getting there. It's a lot, especially now that I'm doing twice a week. I'm going a hell of a lot faster than I thought I would this year. Seeing as it's only my very first year of podcasting, I'm only 6 months in. Sorry, July, 7 months in when you start at the start of this year. So 55 episodes, wow. So I thought I'd do a totally different one this week. I actually was thinking about, this is a totally different one to the one I was going to do. Maybe the one I was going to do, I'll do it next week. So no spoilers, I won't tell you what it is yet. But this one, yeah, I think I might do one totally different because it's been a different week for me this week. I've had a week off work. I've gotten loads of stuff done. I've had loads of family time, loads of time to think, loads of time to do loads of projects at home. I'm actually probably have done more than I normally would do. So after my week off, I think I'm more exhausted from squeezing in as much life as I possibly could into the week. And that for me is one of my definitions of success. Looking back at a time frame and thinking, how the hell did I actually do all that? And for me, it's definitely achieving things, not necessarily gaining material things, although that can be a part of it as well. But it's achieving things, feeling that I really have lived my life and I've done a lot and I have done that in the last week. It's also been my birthday the last week as well. Most of my family birthdays are all in the summer, so I'm in the summer as well, so it was my birthday during the week. Thank you. Happy birthday, I hear you say. Thank you. I actually had a lot of people wishing me happy birthday on social media. Obviously not as many as like Kim Kardashian or the Queen would get, but I feel that I got a lot of people wish me happy birthday, which is always wonderful to see. Now I say this not out of bitterness, but I say this just as an observation, and I'm sure you will observe the exact same in your life, and that is people I didn't expect to wish me happy birthday, you know, famous people, busy people, people I didn't interact with regularly, I haven't ever really regularly interacted with, went out of their way to wish me a happy birthday. And some of the people that I would expect to wish a happy birthday don't. And this seems to be an observation every year. And I'm not saying it out of bitterness. I know everybody has busy lives and I forget to wish people a happy birthday, or else I'm just not on social media that day and I don't do it myself. So I'm not really pointing the finger. It's just an observation. And I'm sure you've noticed it as well, that people that you're not expecting to wish you a happy birthday go out of their way. And ones that you might kind of think are a little bit more in your lives don't. So it's just, it's one of those problems with social media. It highlights the problems and you can become a lot more sensitive and paranoid to it. I'm not, but you can become a lot more sensitive if you were to read into the situation. You know, it's kind of like people looking at your story and not clicking like. And I know people post up stuff on their story on Facebook and you can see who's looking at your story, and then you're wondering why they haven't clicked like. And I think that's, I don't really use that, the story thing on Facebook, but I know a lot of people do, and then they're wondering why people have viewed it and haven't clicked like. But I think it's just sometimes they see it or they don't realize they see it, or it just rolls one after the other. I think it's one of these things that is a very new phenomena that we're all like paranoid or over involved or overly emotionally committed to social media and the way we're reading into these things, which I think is all incorrect. Anyway, so God, I went off topic there. And this is a real off topic podcast because I actually wanted to talk about current events or pop culture. So for me, success is not being made completely redundant by not knowing what's going on in the world. And it's one of the reasons why I partake a little bit in social media, because I like to kind of know what's going on so they don't feel that the world has passed me by and I'm, you know, just living a reclusive lifestyle, of which I've done in the past, living under a rock or living off grid and I don't actually know what's happening at all. I like to kind of know what's going on. So there's three interesting things, or funny things, humorous things I wanted to talk to you about this week. And the first one was the Face app. Did you use the Face app? Did you see the Face app? The one that you put in your picture and it can age your face. There's a lot of different filters on it, but I think the aging one has been the most popular one, having a quick glimpse into what you're going to look like in 20, 30, 40 years' time. And to be honest, it was just a bit of crack. Now, I'm not normally one to jump on the bandwagon. I'm not normally one to go and follow the crowd and go, you know, this is pretty popular. But it's certainly interesting to see what you could potentially look like in 40 years time. It's amazing technology, and it's an amazing app. And of course there's warnings about it selling your image to, you know, the Russians or whatever they were trying to say, you know, about your privacy and stuff. And that's a concern. Privacy obviously is a concern, but I genuinely don't think that, you know, the Russians are interested in buying my selfie and my aged selfie. So I'm sure you've got nothing to really worry about either. And then the other thing is, don't take it too seriously. The AI is very advanced on the technology, but when I looked at it, and I did it a couple of times, guilty, hands up, guilty as charged, did it a couple of times with a couple of different pictures, and the results were different each time. So I wouldn't put too much faith into it and think that that's exactly what you're going to get. But it's certainly an interesting it's an interesting experiment, nearly like putting a little bit of a magnifying glass into your future. If any of it, even if only 10% of it is correct, sure, it's interesting nonetheless. So that was the Face app. Did you do it? Did you try it? Are you sick of everybody posting about it on Facebook and posting their pictures on Instagram? That was number one. Next thing I want to talk about was the bottle cap challenge. Have you seen that one? I think it started with Jason Statham doing his spinning kick and knocking the cap off the bottle. So I've seen a good few now, and I know I'm kind of late to the table. I've seen a good few, and initially I was thinking, this is a scam. This is somehow doctored, or it's not real, because some of them are very impressive. Some of them are. Did you see Stephen Wonderboy's Thompson's when he flicks two bottles in the air? They land perfectly. And then he does a spinning hook kick and knocks the tops off the two bottles. And the two bottles weren't even level. They weren't even even. Now, I looked at that. How the flip did that happen? How could he do that? And I have to say, I had a lot of skepticism. Now, I don't know whether any of them are real or whether some of them aren't or some of them are. And I'm a bit late to the table now at this stage. And normally, regarding some kind of martial arts, of things of a martial arts nature like that, I probably would have gotten involved. But just life has been so busy lately, I didn't even get a chance to do it. So I haven't even seen for myself whether it's a realistic thing to do or not. And now I think I've missed the boat. And I think if I come out with a video doing one now, it's going to be a little bit cheesy and cringy and a little bit late. So I think I missed the boat on that one. I'll wait and see what happens next. So that was the bottle cap challenge. What was the third thing I was going to talk to you about? Oh, yeah. The third one that was on my mind was the Area 51 thing. Have you seen that? With the Let's Storm Area 51. Some fella started on Facebook hosting an event of storming Area 51. I reckon if there were alien artifacts, I would seriously doubt that they're being stored at Area 51 anymore, especially now that there was such a public event of a million people signed up saying that they were going to storm Area 51. I haven't signed up myself, but I don't see why I wouldn't just click it. You're not committed. I have no doubt a million people weren't going to actually show up. Sure, airfare alone to get over to Area 51. And then, of course, there's the risk of being shot to death by the military. I'm sure it's a very real very real challenge to overcome. So that was the whole premise of it. If enough of us sign up for this, they can't shoot and kill all of us. But who's going to be first? Who's going to be in the head of that line? And as I said, if it actually managed to work out, which it won't, if it actually managed to work out, I seriously doubt there'll be anything there to be found of any kind of worth. Or basically, they're looking for alien artifacts that have been hidden. So I doubt if they're still in Area 51, seeing as I think Roswell, when was Roswell? Like the 60s? So they've had a long time to move stuff away. Could have been the 50s, could have been the 40s, I can't remember. So, but it's a long time they would have had to, if there was actually anything in existence in Area 51 to begin with, I've no doubt that they would have moved, especially now that 1 million people have signed up. So By the way, it's not until September, so you have plenty of time to sign up and say that you're going to go. So if it interests you or not, you have plenty of time to sign up and click that you'll be attending the event. I wonder if any people will actually do it. I wonder. It's one that I will be watching, and I think it's September 26th or 27th or something. So have a look at yourself. Do your own little, do as limited research yourself as I have done on the subject if it interests you, and have a look. So they were just things that were on my mind. It wasn't the podcast I was actually going to record at all. I'll probably just do that one then next week because it's on my mind to do and I want to do it. And it's back to the normal stuff that I would do. But yeah, pop culture. I definitely think the day that pop culture completely passes me by is kind of the day I give up and think, right, that's it. I'm just going to have this reclusive off-grid lifestyle, and I don't need social media and I don't need anything else. Because I think what pop culture passes you by so much. Do you have any friends that aren't on any social media? And then you're trying to talk to them on a daily basis and you make some kind of a reference and it goes completely over their head. And that's when you realize that they're not using the same channels as you, so you can't relate in the same level, so you can't talk about anything that's, unless you're going to explain yourself and try to explain all these things that I've just been talking about and more in depth to people that aren't on social media. You know, I don't know that I'd have the patience to do that. So I don't want to be that person yet. I'm not ready to bow out yet gracefully and detach myself from all kinds of pop culture and social media. So for me, success is kind of staying a little bit ahead of the posse, knowing what's happening, being wide to whether it's important news, and I'm not saying it's important news. I actually think it's not important news. I think everything that I discussed is more humorous, but certainly have a look at it yourself and see what you think. And I've no doubt this week was going to bring completely different pop culture and completely different current events to have a think about and to entertain us as well as shock, appall and thrill us all at the same time. So hope you're having a good week. Thanks for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.